Your good health, with thanks to HealthWorks Medical Centres in Bendigo. Alan Beaumont Hall.
Drinking during adolescence can alter brain cell nerve growth. The development period from adolescence to adulthood is accompanied by a greater vulnerability to addictions, including alcohol use disorders, than is seen in other periods of life. This increased risk may be due to genetic predisposition, poor impulse control, or heightened sensitivity of the still developing brain to drug-related toxicity. A study recently conducted in mice of the neurobehavioural impact of chronic intermittent alcohol vapour exposure during adolescence is an effort to model periodic heavy drinking and compare it with similar drinking behaviour during adulthood. Researchers conducted two parallel tests in adult male mice following their exposure to alcohol vapours during adolescence or adulthood. First, they tested the adult mice for changes in the density and structure of spines and brains. Second, they tested the adult mice for alcohol drinking, sensitivity to alcohol intoxication, blood alcohol clearance, and measures of response to food reward. Chronic exposure to alcohol vapours during adolescence produced significant, persistent, and strong regional specific alterations in the spines and brains of subjects, accompanied by a limited set of behavioural alterations. Comparable effects were not seen in the mice exposed to alcohol only during adulthood. Together, these data demonstrate that specific key brain circuits are vulnerable to alcohol's effect during adolescence, with lasting and potentially detrimental consequences for behaviour. This is Alan Beaumont Hall for HealthWorks and the community, and next week we will talk about tea consumption, which leads to epigenetic changes in women.
For HealthWorks Medical Centres Bendigo, Gold, Central Victoria's Your Good Health, 9:30 every Wednesday morning, and online anytime at goldcentralvictoria.com.au.